in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Violin, are you ready?
Thank you. show. Y'all ain't talking to me. I said, that all right? Good God Almighty. Let me move on and think just a little bit of this. It's getting kind of late now. We got to hurry up and get out of here. Let me think just a little bit of this. All right? Huh? Out of crowd everywhere. Nobody been able to tell me what I want to know. Maybe y'all here can tell me what I want to know, okay?
Belong to the church of God in Christ, you ain't gonna make it. But let me tell you, Professor, good morning. It's the morning show with your host, the old Chatham County Country Boy. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves, huh? My, my, my. You're listening to great and inspiring gospel music here on this beautiful morning, and we're thanking and praising God. Just heard some great and inspiring gospel music coming from the fantastic Valenaires. I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy, and I love each and every one of you, and we're in for a great day, huh? All righty, yeah, yeah. Coming up, we got some great and more great and inspiring gospel music. Thank you for logging us in this morning. And if you have a request you'd like for us to do, give us a call. Give us a call right here at NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're recording. We're coming to you live this morning. Give us a call at 347-215-8049. That's 347-215-8049. Very pleasant. Good morning. Thank you for logging us in.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Lord of lords, King of kings, walking downtown one day, and I saw a man who appeared to be just an old wino sitting on the street telling the people about Jesus as they passed by. And because he was all raggedy and dirty, people would just laugh and make fun of the old man and walk on by. And he said, because of the way I am, no money, no fancy clothes, fine homes and cars, a lot of people consider me as nothing and say I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's one thing that he said that really touched my heart and stayed on my mind. When that old man looked up and said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. He said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, I've had so many problems in my life that I just couldn't deal with. So I started drinking, thought it would help ease my pain. But things got worse, so I said, Lord, I give up. I'm in your hands. And that's when my life began to change. But these people think I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, on the streets day and night, that's my life, that's my home. Ain't got nowhere else I can go. So I just walk the streets telling the people about Jesus. From corner to corner, from door to door. But they all make fun of me and say, I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Oh, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Yeah, yeah, he can save. The Lord can save. Ooh, he can save. Save your soul. I tell you, through Jesus Christ, your life can be changed and made whole. He can bring everlasting joy and peace within your soul. And in many ways, I feel just like that old man. Born in the country, raised on a farm. No money, no fancy clothes, no fine homes and cars. But thank God, mama and daddy raised me up on the real deal. And that's God Almighty. And sometimes when I sing about Jesus and people won't listen, I feel like I'm just a nobody.
$50 bill, telling the truth. to the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network.
You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave!
The NFI Radio Gospel Network is proud to announce the 51st anniversary of the Mighty Golden Bell. Brought you such tune as Rest a While, The Blood, I'll Take Jesus for Mine. It's the 51st singing anniversary of the Mighty Golden Bells on Sunday, July the 5th, 2015, at the New Jerusalem Holiness Church on the corner of Raleigh Hill Road and Broaden Road in Wendell, North Carolina. Doors open at 3 p.m. Program starts at 4 p.m. Featuring on this big musical celebration is the Pilgrim Travelers of Zebulon, North Carolina, Eli Radcliffe Singers of Raleigh, North Carolina, Risen Generation of Zebulon, North Carolina, the Master Keys of Angie, North Carolina, the New Jerusalem Choir of Wendell, North Carolina, the New Spiritual Souls of Raleigh, North Carolina, the Voices of Joy out of Selma, North Carolina, the Gospel Silhouettes of Apex, North Carolina, Elder Larry Green, and the Anointed Sons of Henderson, North Carolina, the Spiritual Voices of Warsaw, North Carolina. Sunday, July the 5th, 2015, at the New Jerusalem Holiness Church. Doors open at 3 p.m. Program starts at 4 p.m. Be there, absolutely free to the public. Don't you miss this big musical program. Once again, it's the 51st singing anniversary of the well-renowned Mighty Golden Bells of Raleigh, North Carolina. MC for the program, TV and radio host, yours truly, Thurlin Trump.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Just heard some great and inspiring gospel music for your listening pleasure. Birthday girl coming up, so you want to stay tuned right here to your NFI Radio Gospel Network, where we bring you some of the best in spiritual and gospel music you'll hear anywhere around the world. Once again, I am the old Chatham County country boy. Happy birthday to all of you. Tell them, birthday girl, choo-choo.
It's your day to celebrate, to tell the world you're alive. It's your time to have some fun. Spend the day in the sun. Happy birthday. What a day to say. We love you. We appreciate you. We need you. We love you. Happy birthday.
And from all of us here at NFI Radio Gospel Network, we sure do wish all of you a happy birthday. Choo-choo! Come on, everybody, give it to them. Come on. It's their birthday. All righty. And on that note, we're going to get back now to some great and inspiring gospel music for your early morning listening pleasure.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the radio in AD2.
What a friend. I'm talking about Jesus, the one who I can take all my troubles and my sorrows to, the one who loves me and forgives me for all the wrong I do. What a friend. Oh, I'm talking about the one who's always been there and always will be. Now, I'm recommending him to you. And I know you can say, like I say, what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to the Lord in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, and I will sin and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry not one thing, but everything to the Lord in prayer. Well, listen here. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. It's all because we do not carry. Everything to the Lord in prayer. Oh yeah, everything to the Lord in prayer.
Meet me in the middle of the earth.
the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Once again, if you would like for us to do you a request, give us a call. If we got it, we'll sure put it on for you. Give us a call at 347-215-8049. That's 347-215-8049. I'm the old Chatham County country boy, and I love each and every one of you. And I'm inviting you right now to catch the wave.
Hallelujah.
and it was a it's like this, honey. I want y'all to know this. Listen, sister behind all these suits and ties and clothes. Years, 12 years, 13 years, 14 years, and I was on drugs, I was on cocaine, I was strung out. My wife is here tonight, my three children are here tonight, I was on drugs so bad. It was so bad, man. I messed up so bad. And I thought God didn't want me no more. Because I thought a young man at my worst, that God could never use me. And I'm going to tell you something. It was a Friday night. I had a revival where the preacher was preaching. And I heard the word. And the word found me where I was. And in spite of everything I've been through, y'all, I've been pressing. It ain't been easy. But I've been pressing. And thanks be to God. And God done put me on another page. And ain't God good? I said, ain't God good? Y'all help me say, God is something waiting.
God is something waiting.
Oh, I'm going to press my way. Press my way through all in.
Yo! From Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
That's right, my friends. Catch the waves right here on NFI Radio Gospel Network. If you want a request to be played, give us a call, 347-215-8049. That's 347-215-8049. I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy, and once again, we are very happy to be on board here at the Waves, and we're inviting all of you to call a neighbor, tell them to call a friend, and let them know that the old CCCB behind the mic here in the studio live in Raleigh, North Carolina, huh? Oh, yeah. We heard some great and inspiring gospel music before we took the break. Music coming to you from the Swanee Quintet. The song say, I woke up this morning with Jesus on my mind, and God wants somebody that real from Slim and the Supreme Angels and much, much more. Choo-choo!
There's somebody good to me, boy. I woke up this morning with Jesus on my mind, and I'm
so glad.
I woke up this morning with Jesus on my mind, I'm so glad I did. I woke up this morning with Jesus on my mind, I'm so glad I did. I know the world can't do me. Lord, help me. I woke up this morning with Jesus on my mind, and I'm so glad. On my mind, and so glad.
So glad.
You, Lord, can do me. Listen here now. I woke up this morning with praying on my mind, and I'm
so glad.
Prayer would change things. I woke up this morning with Jesus on my mind, and I'm glad.
So glad.
Hey!
I want to take my time and tell y'all this. God, I want somebody that's real. When I tell y'all this, that God, I want somebody that's saved. And won't feel
don't you sing the new walk? Well, you see, now that encouraged me, because I do mind singing a song that somebody can enjoy beside me. And when you ask me that, I get filled with the Holy Ghost. And I have to tell all of my friends, something got a hold of me, and it just wouldn't turn me loose. And do you know what happened to me? I looked at my hand, and I had I'm gonna stay here till Jesus comes. Good God Almighty. Something got all in my feet, and I just couldn't hold my peace. I looked at my feet, and I had good God Almighty. I believe I'll stay here a little while longer. You see, every time I sing this, something began to move all over me. Do you know what I done? Look here. I looked at my feet and I had. I just had to say that again. You see, because that's the beginning of this thing. It started in my feet. It lifted me up and turned me around. Now let me go a little farther here. Do you know what happened then? I started to shout and I had a
shout.
I believe I'll stay here a little while longer. You see, this thing about to get good to me here. Now, wait a minute. Let me tell you this. Do you see? The Holy Ghost will make you move when you don't want to move. It got all in my bones. Do you know what happened then? Look here. I started to walk, and I had a good God Almighty. It's all over me now, children. Stay with me, Holy Ghost. And let me tell you this. One of these days, I'm going in my Father's house. Sit down and rest from my labor. I'll hear him say, "Servant, come here and get a robe." When I get my long white robe, do you know what I'll do then? I'll try on my robe, and I'll have a
hero.
Oh, I ain't gonna stop there. I'm going on a little farther here. Listen at this. One of these days, I'm got to go down to Jordan. And listen to what old man John said. John was talking to the church. He said, "Behold, I looked over yonder and I saw a
new life."
Good God Almighty. Wait a minute, church. When I walk inside and look God in his face, behold a magic lamp. Might look around and I cry in a loud voice. Good God Almighty, I cried, "Oh,
oh,
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 oh." Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Is this coming emergency room registration?
Yes, is this 911? Because two of my toes fell off.
Excuse me?
Two of my toes fell out.
When?
This morning. I think they're gone. I'm scared to look down there. I can't feel them.
Are you bleeding?
I don't know.
Well, honey, you need to call 911.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I just need you to help because I called 911 and they put me on hold. I just want to know why did they fall off.
Well, honey, you're going to... Who's your doctor?
Jesus up on high, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
How do you know they fell off?
Well, they just feel like they feel like maybe I was sleeping on my leg or something, but they don't feel like it's nothing.
Well, have you looked to see if they're on?
I'm scared to look.
Well, honey, you need to look. Look and see if they're on.
Baby, I can't see that far. My sight, bad. I can't see
that. Where are you sitting? Are you sitting in a chair?
I'm sitting on the side of the bed.
Okay, just put your foot up on the side of the bed and look.
All right, hold on. Hello?
Yes?
I'm going to have to call my grandson in here to help me. Hold on here.
Okay.
Rufus? 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 He got that music in there so loud. I don't know. They might be in one of my church units.
Honey, who's your doctor?
I don't have one right now.
Are you bleeding?
No, I'm not.
You're not bleeding?
No, I'm not bleeding.
Okay.
But I think they're in my church shoes.
You think they're in your church shoes?
Will they grow back? Hello?
Ma'am, hold on for just a second. I'm going to let you talk to a nurse. Hold on.
Okay.
Ma'am?
Yes?
Hey, honey. When did you miss your toes?
This morning. I just don't feel them. And they might be in my white church shoes.
When's the last time you wore your white dress shoes, honey?
I wore them to church Sunday. It
was Sunday. So you think you're not bleeding. Was your toes different, honey? Were they rotting away?
They wasn't rotting. It had got big. And I woke up this morning and, Lord, they gone.
Okay. But yours didn't start turning black and shrinking?
Hold on, let me look.
Hello?
Hold on, let me look.
Honey, what you looking at?
I'm trying to see if I can see my toes. I'm trying to see the ones that's left. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord.
Ah! What is the problem?
I want my toes.
Well, honey, I don't have your toes. Now, look.
Can you come and shake my shoes if you hear something in them? That means they in there.
You want me to come and shake your shoes?
I ain't looking for nothing, sister. He's dead, hon. Yes, if you can come over here and shake my shoes.
No, honey. No. We don't make house calls.
Morning. Heavenly Father. That's why I can ask someone to help me call his name. Help me call Jesus.
Call Jesus.
Call Jesus.
Call Jesus.
I'm the old Chatham County country boy. I ain't got nothing but love for you. Thank you all so very kindly for locking us in.
Before the Savior comes, we better get ready, or we can't go home. Well, they say the streets are paved with gold. We won't be able to know if our heart's not right. We got rumors of wars all over this land. We got mothers and daughters fighting against each other.
We need
the time is now. We need to get in a hurry.
We need to make a change.
Because it's about time.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning, good morning. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that He has made. I tell God thank you because He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. I tell God thank you because everything that we need Him to be, He is. When we need a friend, we can go to Him and He will listen to us. He already know our heart, so He know what we're coming to Him for. And I tell God thank you. I thank God because He is the God that encamped His angels round about us to watch over us in the name of Jesus. I tell God thank you just for being the Almighty God. I tell God thank you because He loved us so much that He sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to go on the cross for us. And I tell God thank you that nobody could do what He did to redeem us back to the Father, to give us a teaching of how we should walk. And I tell God thank you. Father God, we thank you for this time to come to you. Father God, we thank you for your Son Jesus. Father God, I thank you for your Holy Ghost power. Father God, I thank you for being the God that never ever leaves us or forsakes us. Father God, I thank you for being the God that we can cast all of our cares upon. Father God, I thank you for being the God that leads and guides. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for being the healer. I thank you for being the deliverer. God, I thank you for being the miracle worker, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for being the God that knows what we need and when we need, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for your sending your Holy Ghost power to intercede on our behalf, God. Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Father God, I thank you for bringing us through our trials and our tests, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for just being the Almighty God. Oh, Father God, those that are serving you, God, I ask you to elevate according to your will and your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless your leaders in the house of God. In the name of Jesus, anoint them afresh, God. Those that are doing your will, in your name, Jesus, touch them right now, God. Strengthen them with your Holy Ghost power, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you for the angels that you have encamped round about them, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, you say it in your word, no weapon formed shall prosper, God. Oh, Father God, I send it back to the pits of hell. I send it back to dry land in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, we tell you thank you. Father God, I ask that you touch our young people throughout the land, God. Oh, Father God, anoint them afresh with your Holy Ghost power, God. Oh, Father God, lead and guide them in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Father God, I thank you and I praise you. Oh, Father God, those that are in the hospital, I speak your healing power, your miracle-working power, God. Oh, Father God, those that are incarcerated, God, give them your heart and your mind, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, we ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for being the Almighty God, for being the God that is everything that we need him to be. And in his word, where he tells us that our ways are not his ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. I got an understanding of that now, because he is the Almighty God. He is the great I am. He knows what we need and when we need. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus coming to go on the cross for us. He went in the grave for us, but he didn't stay there. He rose on the third day with that resurrection power. And I tell God, thank you, because could nobody do what he did? He made it possible for mankind. And I tell God, thank you for all things. I want to encourage you to serve the true and living God, because he has all power in his hands. I tell God, thank you, that when we glorify God with our whole hearts and our minds, not just part of our hearts and part of our mind, but with our whole hearts, he will do what he said. He is a God that will not lie. And I tell God, thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and prior to morning worship. We have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and go in Sunday school with us in morning service. And today at noon, we will be having noonday prayer. It's every third Tuesday, we invite you to come out and go in prayer with us. When you finish praying, if you so desire, you may leave, but if you desire to stay, you can. And on third Tuesday nights, we don't have Bible study. But we have Bible study on Tuesday nights each month, first, second, fourth, and when there's a fifth Tuesday night, we have Bible study come out and go into the teaching of the word with us, that God gets all of the glory. It's not about us, but it's about our Heavenly Father. And I tell God, thank you for all things. And we want to remind you to remember the sick and the shut-in. You might can't go and visit them, but you can pray for them, that they will be delivered, that they will be healed, that God will provide for them. And on first and third Tuesdays, Pastor Michael Austin joins us. He's on leave right now, but when he returns to give the word of God, we invite you to still stay tuned, because he is a powerful man of God that gives the word of God. And we tell God, thank you. We want to thank our visiting churches that came to worship with us on Sunday as we celebrated our usher's anniversary. We thank God for your coming. If you need us, True Way Apostolic Ministry, St. Luke. Don't want to leave nobody out, but if you came and you need to join us to help celebrate our ushers, we invite you to call us. And the time is free and the door is open. We'll come and worship with you. We tell God, thank you for all things. I thank God for his son Jesus, because can't nobody do you like Jesus. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for his son being in the beginning. I thank God for his son being the word, because when you speak that word to yourself, when you live that word, and when you are doers of that word, it makes a difference in your life. And when you are doers of the word, we talked about following Jesus Christ. And when you follow him with your whole heart, it ain't just walking it, but it's a life that you live. And when you follow Jesus, you don't put nobody or nothing else before him. When you follow Jesus, I tell you, God, thank you. You have the right to eternal life. When you follow Jesus, that lets me know that he has become your everything. When you follow Jesus, that you won't follow nobody else. You won't follow anything else. When you follow Jesus, you have sold out to him. And as you follow Jesus, that's a clear indicator that you won't follow nobody else. When you follow Jesus, it's a clear indicator that you won't worship and serve nobody else. When we follow Jesus, you get an understanding, just as Matthew 6:24 says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. I tell God, thank you. As we look at the word of God, we see that Jesus states unequivocally, he don't hesitate, that you can't serve God and money. And as we look at the word of God, if we are doers of the word, we're going to be obedient to the word of God. If we're going to serve money, we're putting a higher value on it than the value that we have in God, in our walk with God and our love for God. As Jesus taught this word, first and foremost, as a servant of God, we got to put our trust and faith in God. We can't put our trust and faith in money. If we serve money and we put money before God, not what Gladys say, but what the word of God says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. And I know that money has its place, but you can't put money before God. I tell God, thank you, that when we love God and we are sold out to him, we don't look for our future in money, but we look for our future in God, that if we live for God, that we have eternal life. If you put in your trust and your faith in money, I want you to know that it can't guarantee your future. I tell God, thank you. You can't have more desire for money than we do for God. The word of God let us know that we can't put nothing else before God. As we sing that song sometimes, I want to be more and more like Jesus. When we want to be more and more like him, we don't put nothing else before God the Father, God the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, and I tell God, thank you. For does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Jesus spoke and let us know that we can't serve two masters. And when we look at the word master, I tell God, thank you. We're talking about Lord. We're talking about ruler. And who is your Lord? And the word of God speaks of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Who rules your life? Who leads and guides you? If we look at Matthew 8, verse 19, I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. Matthew 8, verse 19 said, and a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. I tell God thank you. As he came to him and called him Master, I believe he was calling him Lord and Savior. And he knew who had rule over him. And if we look at verse 20, and Jesus saith unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have not where to lay his head. I tell God, thank you for the word of God. Because when Jesus called us to follow him, we have to put aside everything and everybody. Because if he is our master, if he is our Lord and Savior, if he is the one who resides in our hearts, we won't follow nothing or nobody else. I tell God thank you that Jesus was adamant when he said you can't serve both God and money. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. If we look at Matthew 6, verse 19 and 20, Jesus spoke and said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. And I tell God, thank you. As we look at the word of God, he's telling us to store our treasures in heaven. What do it profit us if we got bank accounts here and there and we don't have Jesus? What do it profit us? We might have CDs and 401ks, and I know that it has a purpose in this life. But what do it profit us to have all the money and don't have Jesus? Because he came that we might have the right to eternal life. And he spoke it and let us know that we should lay up treasures in heaven. And when we serve God and we lay up treasures in heaven, we have the right to eternal life. And I tell God, thank you. And when we lay up our treasures in heaven, can't nobody come and steal it. If we got bank accounts, yeah, there are people that rob banks. If we got treasures hidden in our house, people can break in our house and take those treasures. But I'm so glad that I know that when I praise and worship God and I live for him, and my treasures are laid up in heaven, that nobody can come and take it. And I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. If we put our faith in money, if we put our faith in things, that's where our heart is. Wherever our treasure is, that's where our hearts will be. If we treasure money, if we treasure things, if we treasure people more than we do God, that's where our heart is. What are you talking about, Gladys? Matthew 6, verse 21. The words say, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I tell God, thank you, that we can't serve two masters if the money that we have is what has our minds and our hearts, and we treasure it. We are not treasuring the true and living God. When we serve God, nothing else takes his place. I tell God, thank you, that I know who he is. When we look at treasure, we're looking at what is valuable. Is money more valuable to you than your relationship with Jesus? I'd rather have Jesus any day than silver and gold. Because, see, money can't heal me. Money can't deliver me from sin. Money can't work miracles. But the God that I serve is the one that delivered me from sin. I tell God, thank you. When I need a healing, I thank God for his healing power. When I need a miracle, I thank God for his miracle working power. I won't treasure money. I won't treasure things. I got it now. I used to think in my sinful days that if I had this and I had that, I had everything that I needed. But when I needed a miracle, when I needed a healing, I couldn't get it. I thank God for the doctors. Yes, I do. They do what they do. They have gone to school. Yes, they have. They prescribe medicines, but there are going to be days that the medicine don't work. And we need God to touch our bodies and give us a healing and to give us a miracle. That's why I thank God that I know now where I got to put my treasures. If I put my treasures in heaven, can't nothing come along and disturb it. Can't nothing come along and take it. And I tell God, thank you. Where your treasures are, if it's in God, you have everything that you need. I tell God, thank you, that when we serve the true and living God, and we love him, and we put our faith in him. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And I know that we need things. Money buys us food, yes. It pays bills. But I tell God, thank you for those heavenly treasures, that when we serve him with our whole heart, we won't put nothing else before him. He let us know that no man can serve two masters. And where he used mammon, money, we can't serve God and Satan too. If we serve Satan, we don't love God. If we're serving the true and living God, and we are walking in righteousness, we're not going to serve Satan. And while I know that the word says, and Jesus spoke it, that no man can serve two masters, for either one he will hate the one and love the other. You can't love God and Satan too. When we look at a master, it says a master is anything that enslaves us. What you talking about? I'd rather be a slave to Jesus. Yes, I had. If we look at Romans 6, verse 16, the word of God said, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. I tell God, thank you. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves, servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. Whether sin unto death, that's if you're serving Satan, you're walking in sin. Or of obedience unto righteousness. If you're being obedient to the word of God, you are walking in righteousness. As we look at the word of God, we see that Paul warns believers who think that they may securely walk in sin because they are under grace, that they will be okay. I tell God, thank you, that I got an understanding. No, you can't walk in sin and think that grace got you covered. I tell God, thank you for Paul's teaching. As we are a believer, and you think to yourself, I sin, it's okay. If a believer gives himself to sin, he is in fact a slave of sin. I tell God thank you because that's who you and what you are living, sin. That you are serving Satan. You are not serving the true and living God. And I tell God thank you, if you are sold out to sin, you are a slave to sin, and you're going to die and go to hell if God call you in the midst of your sins. But if you are serving the true and living God, you have the right to eternal life. You get to go to heaven when you die to be with Jesus. And I tell God, thank you. And then when you sell out and you are enslaved, people might think that you're just serving Satan just because. But when you're serving Satan, that's who you are being obedient to. And you try, yeah, to cover it and think that you're under grace, but that's not always true. And while I know that we have God's grace and his mercy, you got to choose you this day who you are going to serve. You got to choose. If you choose Satan, that's who you're going to serve. If you choose God, you're going to serve God with your whole heart and walk in righteousness. Did you know that you can become a slave to alcohol? Yeah, because that'll be who lead and guide you. That's sin. Did you know that you can become enslaved to lust? Yes, that's sin. Did you know that Jesus have already told us that you could become enslaved unto money? He told us you can't serve him, God, and mammon. I tell God, thank you, because if you put money before God, if you put money before your soul, you are serving Satan. And I tell God, thank you. When Jesus gave that word, he was warning us to let us know that you can't serve God and mammon too. You can't serve God and money. Wealth can't be your God. While I already told you money has its place in our life, but you can't serve it. You can't put it before the true and living God. As Jesus taught the word, if we put money and things before God, that's who our master is. When we serve the true and living God, we are obedient to him, and we will do what the word of God say to do. When we are sold out to God and we love him. You're going to abandon all other masters. It ain't just money. It ain't just things. But anything that we put before God, that's what we have as our master. I tell God thank you because as Jesus lived, he taught us the word. If we look at Matthew 9:9, when we are sold out to Jesus, and he is our master, he is the one that we follow. He is the one that we obey. He is our Lord and Savior. When he come to us, Matthew 9:9 says, and as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of customs. And he saith unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. I tell God, thank you, that when Jesus called him, he didn't hesitate. He got up immediately and followed him. If you are serving the true and living God, I tell God, thank you. When he calls you, you will get up immediately and follow him as we serve God. See, Matthew was a tax collector, and he sat along the highway, and he collected taxes. But one thing that I do know, that when Jesus called him, he didn't hesitate. He got up immediately and followed Jesus. That's why when Jesus has a work for us to do, and he calls us, we can't hesitate. We can't put nothing else before him. But we got to do what he say to do. If he call us to prophesy, we got to do what he say to do and give his word. We can't give our word, but we got to give the word of God. If he call us to be teachers, we got to teach the word of God. Not our opinion, but the word of God. As Matthew was sitting there in that booth, he got up immediately. And as he was a collector of money, he didn't hesitate. So if Jesus have called you to follow him, and you have sold out to him, then he is your master. And as he is your Lord and Savior, the one who you will obey and the ruler of your life, you won't serve nobody else. The words say you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. You know who you are serving. But I want to encourage you, if you're not serving God, that this day you accept him as your Lord and Savior. God's willing, when we come back on Thursday, we will be still talking about you can't serve two masters. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right.
In contemporary music.
Catch the wave on the
coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to you the Angelic Gospel Singers.
Can you say that you're saved? I'm saved right now. Holy Ghost filled. We are grateful to be in your city tonight. The Lord has been good to us, and I'm sure he has been good to you. He allowed our golden moments to roll on for just a little while longer, and we said, thank you, Lord, because we realized it could have been the other way. That's my testimony. I'm saved. I'm a born-again Christian, and I want the world to know the things I used to do, I don't do no more. Since the Spirit took control and the Lord saved my soul. I'm going to let Teresa tell you her testimony. Give Teresa a hand.
One day I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go there to see my loved ones. I want to see the face of Jesus. How many want to see Jesus? Won't that be a great day?
said she wanna see the face of Jesus, the one who died for us all, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Won't that be one happy time when we see Jesus? All our troubles and trials will be over, and we're gonna reign with him forever. We need Jesus on our journey. Everywhere we go, we need to take him with us. When you're tempted and tried, if you take him with you, he'll help you bear your burdens. If you got a problem, he'll solve your problems. And all you have to do is just take Jesus with you everywhere you go. From doing wrong. If you're burdened, take Jesus with you. When you're in trouble, he's a mighty good lawyer. Just take him with you everywhere you go, and he will keep you from doing things wrong. I've got two more.
I just stand my test and a judgment. Nobody here that can stand it for me. Coming up again.
with your soul. That's a very true song. So you grin in my face and talk behind my back. You're gonna reap what you sow, and that's a fact. And then if you dig one ditch, you better dig two. Cause the one you dug might be for you. You're gonna reap just what you sow. Have you ever been so sick you couldn't pray? If you've never experienced it, just keep on living. I can talk about it tonight because I've experienced it. I recall in September 71, I went into the hospital because I was becoming paralyzed. The doctor said I had two herniated discs in my spine that had to be removed. But I was afraid to go through with that operation because I was told if the doctors made one mistake, I'd never walk again. But after lying there flat on my back from September until March 72, I thought about how I'd been traveling up and down the dangerous highway, singing and telling men and women that God is able. And here I'm lying in the hospital afraid to go to that operating room. After I had a talk with myself and I had a talk with Dr. D, I told him I would go in there if he would go with me. Speak to the doctors and tell the doctors what to do. The 29th day of March, I went into the operating room with no kids. I had to learn to walk again. I had to learn to use my hands again. But the night I get down, to the piano and sing and play again. But so many nights while lying there in that hospital, my body was racked with pain. I was so sick I couldn't pray. Only thing I could do was just look up toward heaven and utter these words.
touch my body. Tonight I'm a living witness that God is able. I don't know what he's done for you, but I know what he's done for me. He has brought me from a mighty long way. I promised him I would testify everywhere I go and let men and women know that he's still in the healing business. All you have to do is just call on him. Wait on him. He may not come when you want him to, but he's always on time. Say thank you, Jesus. He brought me from a mighty long way. I wait. of my appointed time. I'm like Job, I'll wait until my change comes. Will you wait on it? Will you wait on it? The way it gets dark, sometimes your bottom get heavy, but I wait, I wait, I wait until my change comes. I know that there's gonna be a change one day. He's gonna make a change for us, and I'm just waiting on him until my change comes. Whatever you need, anything you need, you just ask him for it. He promised to provide us with whatever we need. Sometimes we ask for things that we don't need, but God said, wait, and I'll give you what you need. Not what you want all the time, but what you need.
Whatever you need.
This song, I wrote it because at the time that I wrote this song, I was going through a crucial point in my life. And my youngest son was dying of cancer. And I always felt like if I lost him, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I wouldn't last long. And I was praying and praying, asking God to heal his body. But then I found out that it wasn't God's will to heal him. And I changed my prayer. And I said, Lord, let your will be done. 13th of December, 91, he left me. But this song was an inspiration to me. Because I learned to trust in God.